You are probably so full of questions right now, you're about ready to burst.
I do have some questions. First of all, what's the date today?
It's May 1st, and the year is 2001.
May 1st, 2001? I'm home.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett led an elite group of scientists into the desert to develop a top-secret project known as Quantum Leap. Pressured to prove his theories or lose funding, Dr. Beckett prematurely stepped into the project accelerator and vanished. He awoke to find himself trapped in the past, suffering from partial amnesia, and facing a mirror image that was not his own. Fortunately, contact with his own time was maintained through brainwave transmissions with Al, the Project Observer, who appears in the form of a hologram that only Dr. Beckett can see and hear. Trapped in the past, Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, putting things right that once went wrong, and hoping each time that his next leap will be the leap home. Stallions Gate, New Mexico, May 1st, 2001.
Al?
Oh, great. It's the Fuzz.
Damn it, Al. Would you stop pacing and talk to me?
Look, Bina. I don't have time for your Sigmund Freud head games. As you can see, we're just a little busy.
Al, listen, Donna told me what's happened. Are you sure that Sam's in trouble? There's no one in the waiting room. It may just be a simple malfunction.
I know it all sounds like some kind of delusion, but it was real! Sam is in some major trouble, and we need to get in contact with him. Besides, it's not like he hasn't leaped as himself before.
Then perhaps you should prepare for the possibility that Sam is dead.
Don't you think that! Don't ever think that! Sam's not dead! Lost, maybe, but not dead.
Yes, but...
I have luck.
Told you so. After you, beautiful.
Bringing the imaging chamber online.
Where and when is he, Ziggy?
Al crosses the control room and reaches for the hand link that Gushy has ready for him, and then immediately heads for the doors of the imaging chamber. Running a temporal scan now, Admiral. Scan complete. Oh my.
Oh my?
Admiral, Dr. Beckett's current time is May 1st in the year of 2001, approximately 12:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's 3 hours ahead of us.
Actually, it's the same time as us, but in a different time zone.
He's back! You better be right, Ziggy. Now where is he so I can go and get him?
Dr. Beckett is in Port Perry, Ontario, Canada.
You're sure?
You should know by now that I never make a mistake, Admiral.
Ziggy!
Running secondary check through the Mensat satellite to pinpoint his exact location.
What are y'all just standing around for? He's coming home! Someone find Dr. Elise and bring her here.
I'll get her.
Tina, start pulling all the files of Sam's leaps out of the archives and shunt them to his terminal in his lab.
Got to do.
Gushy, get together the notes and Ziggy. Sam's finally coming home!
Yes, Admiral!
Ziggy, inform the airfield that I'll be taking off within the hour.
Yes, Admiral.
I don't believe it. I'm finally back. Maybe not home. But my own time, as myself, no less. There's something you haven't told me, isn't there?
Dr. Beckett, I have two words that'll sum it up for you.
Admiral?
Yeah, Ziggy?
He's not there.
What? What do you mean he's not there? You said he was there 2 minutes ago.
Well, He is and he isn't.
Alternate universe. I know this may be hard for you to accept, Dr. Beckett, but Project Quantum Leap does not exist in my universe. I'm sorry.
I thought I was home.
Let me see if I've got this straight. Sam is in Port Perry, Ontario, Canada, but not this universe's Port Perry, Ontario, Canada.
Basically, Admiral.
Can we contact him?
I don't know, Admiral. It may be possible, but my father never programmed me for this eventuality. I do predict that there is an 85.7% chance of success.
How the hell did he end up in an alternate universe?
I have three theories on how you ended up here, Dr. Beckett.
Call me Sam, please. I just realized I don't know your name.
Oh, you know you're right. I'm sorry. My name is Rekha. Rekha Connolly.
Nice to meet you, Rekha.
You have no idea how great it is to meet you, Dr. Beck. Sam. Like I was saying, I have three theories. One is that you were sent here by God, time, fate, or whatever. What's so
it's
funny?
Nothing. Go on.
Okay. Like I was saying, you may be here to correct something that's about to go wrong. Since you're here as yourself and you didn't leap into me, I can only assume that you're here to help me. But I don't see anything in my life that really needs changing, but who knows? Second, it could have been a random accident. Maybe a rip in the space-time continuum or a fluctuation of the quantum plane that caused you to leap into my universe instead of your own. And because your intended host wasn't where it was supposed to be, you're in your own body. Third is that you were brought here by some force in my universe for a specific reason. But considering the state that you were in, I doubt that there was a benevolent force behind it.
But how do you seem to know so much about me and Project Quantum Leap?
So you see, Admiral, those possibilities make the most logical sense.
Now what do we do?
We contact him.
Everyone in the control room turns as one to look at Donna from where she speaks from the control room door.
We contact him and find a way to bring him home.
You heard the lady, people. Ziggy!
Yes?
Is the imaging chamber still online?
Bringing the imaging chamber back online. Gushy looks up horrified as Ziggy's central processor slowly whirls to a stop, and the multitudes of lights start to disappear one by one.
Ziggy!
What in the hell?
Donna slowly enters the control room and stares up at Ziggy's processor.
Ziggy?
Now what? Has that mismatched collection of microchips finally had a nervous breakdown?
It appears, sir, that someone has broken into Ziggy's main processing unit.
That's not possible, is it?
Well, it's not supposed to be possible. Ziggy's main unit is totally self-contained. The only way someone could do that is if...
Is if they're in the control room.
From out of the shadows appears Jeffrey Matthews, one of the techs. He is holding in one hand what looks like a weapon, and in the other, something that looks very similar to Al's hand link.
Now, I would appreciate if everyone would please move over there by Dr. Connolf.
I've got him!
Holy, he vaped him!
Well then, any other heroes? No? Good. Everyone please move over there.
Everyone, just do as he says!
Al, what's going on?
I don't know, hon. Just stay behind me, okay? Why are you doing this, Jeff? I know you. I'm the one who hired you in the first place. This isn't like you at all.
How kind of you to ask, Admiral Calavici. If you would all just hold still for a second and I'll answer you.
Matthew smiles brightly as he presses a button on the side of the weapon, raises it, and fires.
Well, that's a bit complicated to answer. Although I don't know if you're going to believe this.
Well, try me, okay? I think I'm handling the idea that I'm in an alternate universe, all right?
True. Okay, to put it simply, I've kinda been watching you for the last 6 years.
Watching me? How?
Well, like you, I've always been fascinated by time, but I always thought it was impossible to travel in time, at least not physically. So I thought, why not take a look into the past? Like looking through a window or portal. It took me quite a few years to work out how exactly to do it. And then about 12 years ago, I was finally granted funding to create the Portal Project, which is basically capturing scenes and places from the past through a quantum lens and projecting them into something very similar to your imaging chamber.
Okay. That still doesn't explain.
I'm getting to that. Needless to say, when Portal went online 6 years ago, it was a great success. We were able to project many scenes from history with ease. But after about 2 months, we started having problems with shifts in the quantum synchronization protocols. I couldn't figure it out! It drove me completely batty for a while, since sometimes they would work just fine, and other times we had to be constantly adjusting them to stay focused on any time period. One night, I got so mad at them that I just let them be.
And
the system did this strange shift, and the readings went completely off the scale. I was about to hit the emergency shutdown when it suddenly just stopped, and scenes started coming up in the holochamber. At first I thought it had just reset itself, but when I started to take a look around, I noticed something very strange. There was someone in that time period that didn't belong.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yep. At first I thought you were kind of off your rocker, since you were constantly talking to yourself. And then I figured out that you must have someone working with you. It took a little trial and error, but I was finally able to tune things so I could see your observer, Admiral Calavici. A very ingenious thing to do, if I may say so.
Thanks. So you've been watching me ever since?
Mm-hmm.
Then how do you know I'm from another universe? It could just be you didn't know about Quantum Leap.
Trust me. That ran through my mind, too, when I first started watching you. So I did some snooping around and found out that there is no Project Quantum Leap currently in operation. Plus, the readings from the lens showed a phase shift in the quantum place by a factor of 0.02.
A factor of...
So yes, Sam, I know that you're from another universe. I have to admit that I've got a zillion questions I want to ask you, but those can wait till later. And I'm sure I'm going to have to repeat this again once the Admiral gets here.
Yeah, Al will probably have kittens. Speaking of Al, where the heck is he?
Ah! Oh, no!
The whole group ducks. Al shields Donna with his body, and Gushy drags Tina around behind him. They watch the maze as the beam from the weapon surrounds them, splits off into several separate rays, and spins around them until a dull white dome of energy envelops the whole group.
Ah, there. Now that you're settled, I can finish what I need to do.
Damn it all. How could I miss this? It's obvious this guy's totally off his rocker, but he's never shown the least bit of insanity before now. This isn't... like... him. Oh, God, no. Which one are you, Matthews? Zoe or Thames?
You're more clever than I originally thought, Admiral. But you're wrong in assuming I'm one of them. But you're right that I'm not Jeffrey Matthews.
There's a brief flash of light, and Matthews is replaced by a handsome young man with short dark hair and dark eyes. He is wearing a one-piece black outfit made of some kind of shiny material, with an insignia Al has never seen before on the left front pocket. He stretches and grins.
That's much better. Holding that phone was starting to get really uncomfortable.
What the bleezes? I knew there was something kinky about you. Where is Jerry Matthews?
Dead, Admiral. But don't worry. You and your precious Dr. Beckett shall soon be joining him.
Why are you doing this? All Sam wants to do is get home!
My dear Dr. Elisi, your husband has been a thorn in my compatriot's sides for the past 6 years. You'd think that Dr. Beckett would be sick and tired of trying to save your miserable world by now and leap home. But no, he's still out there meddling where he doesn't belong. Putting things right where they once went wrong indeed. So I'm going to make sure he doesn't interfere anymore. I'm sorry, my dear, but you, Admiral Calavici, and everyone else in the core group of PQL are going to die today. The only ones who are missing are Miss Sammy Jo Fuller and Dr. Beckett's and your son, Jonathan Albert. But I can take care of that after I finish up here. I had considered eliminating them and the Admiral's daughters, but orders are orders. They're to return with me and be reprogrammed for our benefit.
You bastard!
You shouldn't have done that, Admiral. Now all you've done is started your torment a little early.
You are so dead.
Here, let me check you out.
I'll be okay in a minute, darling. Don't you worry.
Admiral!
Damn it, Gushy! Don't poke me like that!
Oh, sorry, but look at what that man's doing!
Al looks up to see their captor peering intently at a holographic screen as his fingers dance quickly over the keyboard in front of him. Al forces his blurry eyes to focus, and then blinks incredulously as he sees him type in a frighteningly familiar sequence on the keyboard.
He can't mean to!
He is, Admiral. He's setting the acceleration chamber to overload. If it blows, it'll destroy all of PQL.
Alternate Universe, Port Perry, Ontario, Canada, May 1st, 2001.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam. You must be bushed. It's still the middle of the day. I'm wide awake and talking your ear off. There you are, been to Hades and back, and probably all you want to do is sleep through the next couple of days. You get some sleep, and when you wake up, I'll have some chicken soup or something ready for you.
Yes, Mom.
Good boy. I'll be close by if you wake up and need anything.
Thanks, Rekha.
You're welcome, Sam.
Rekha stands beside the bed for a moment and watches Sam's breathing deepen. She tucks the blankets a little more closely around Sam's shoulders and then creeps quietly out of the bedroom. Closing the door slowly behind her, she leans against it, and a cheek-splitting grin breaks out across her face.
I can't believe it. He's really here. Sam Beckett is here. Okay, if he's here, then that means that Al will probably show up soon, which means that I probably won't be able to see him, but I'll keep an eye on Sam's expressions to see the hologram effect firsthand. Oh, this is too good! But I'd better get this finished first. What's the status on the search, Saddam?
Search is 89.43% finished. You really should have told him everything, Commander.
Were you eavesdropping again? You're right, I know. But he's been through a lot. It can wait till later.
You're the boss. And a cute one at that.
Oh, flatterer. Show me what you've got so far.
I would if I could.
Zaddam!
Displaying now.
Oh, no. No, this can't... Are you sure this is right?
All information is 100% accurate, Commander. You know that I never make a mistake.
I know, but this isn't right. Ugh. Damn.
Were you expecting something different, Commander?
Yes. Zaddam, Bring up the schematics of the lens and its programs for me, please.
Display.
What happened? What kind of force could have pulled him through the dimensions to our world? He doesn't belong here. That much is obvious. Damn, maybe if I adjust the coefficient of this equation, that might force a chain reaction to these variables. Come on, Reika, think. You can do this. There's got to be some way to get him back to his own universe in time. Time. Never thought I'd start worrying about that. I have enough leave saved up to go until the beginning of June, so whatever I do is technically on my own time, so I don't really have to report this. At least not right away. I really, really want to help Sam. And if we get into anything too serious, I can always yell for help. And accept the consequences then. Now, all I have to do is figure out how to get him home. Yes, that's it! If I change this and add this equation here... What the hell is that? It's giving me goosebumps. Could just be running a systems check? Zadam, save program and display status of the lens. Ah! What in the hell was that energy?
Commander, the lens synchronization protocols are showing a variance of 0.02.
What? Sam! I've got to get to him! Zadam, tell Just to come to my quarters! Oh, God! Move, Reika! Just keep moving! Sam, it's okay! I'm here! God.
Reika looks up to see that Sam is engulfed in a blue-white glow, while bolts of energy arc off of him. He looks as if he is in terrible pain as he twists and turns on the bed. She crawls across the floor to him, squinting against the intensity of the glow, and pulls herself to her knees beside the bed. The energy once again ebbs, leaving them both drained and panting. She quickly pulls herself up to sit beside him on the bed, and as she reaches down to touch his face, his eyes fly open and he looks up at her with panic in his eyes.
Sam! Sam, are you okay? Come on. Open your eyes and look at me.
Reika! What's going on?
I don't know, but I doubt it's anything good. Hold on, Sam. Here comes another one.
Reika places her fingertips on either side of Sam's temples, just as the energy reaches its full force, and she is pulled into the maelstrom inside of Sam's mind.
This isn't good. Not good at all. Ah! Hey! Keep on your side of the link, will ya? Back. I have to go back. Shut this link down. Relax, Rick. You can do this. It's not different than doing it in a colorful mind. Sam! Answer me! It's Reika! I'm here!